All right, Facebook boys, how much are you paying to log on now?
Nothing.
Nope.
How many of those did you see pop up on your Facebook feed?
None. I haven't been on in a few days, but I heard the Wall Street Journal this morning.
Well, what it was, it's another hoax, and yeah. You know, once again, living proof that no matter what the story is, someone somewhere will believe it. And it was yet another story that Facebook was going to start charging today. Been a resurgence of that myth. Surfaced late last week, continued to spread over the weekend. Facebook is not charging. I can vouch for this myself. Actually, I have free double secret platinum access.
Oh, you do? So was that a trade out?
Well, I could tell you, but I had to kill you. And so I don't know what you people will have to do, but mine is still free.
Well,
so.
You've heard about this timeline from Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. They've got this new thing. They'll be showing users, regular users, in just a few weeks or months. I forget when. But Frito from Candy signed up for a developer account. He got to do a free preview. And what he found is that all those people you wondered, did they delete me? Didn't I add them as a friend? You can go back in history. And I think it's an unintended consequence because you can see all the friends you've added over time and what year you added them, what day you added them.
Right.
And if they're no longer your friend, it says add as friend.
Oh,
so now you know who found your diatribes offensive.
Ah, interesting. What an interesting culture Facebook leads to.
Really,
it's an interesting thing. All right, inspired by the cringe-inducing James Franco film 127 Hours. If you're familiar with that, you know what happened. I mean, that was based on a true story. North Carolina man went hiking in the Utah desert, broke his leg, crawled toward his parked car for 4 days. Oh, by the way, this guy's 64.
No.
Amos Wayne Richards is now recuperating at home. He also dislocated his shoulder, but, are you ready for this?
No.
He worked it back in place.
Oh, he did.
Well. Dragged himself nearly 5 miles using a GPS device. With only 2 protein bars and no cell phone service, he endured chilly nights, filled his bottles with rainwater. Rangers found his empty campsite when looking in a helicopter. He eventually signaled them with the flash from his camera. Could have been worse, Rangers say, because Amos Richards, this 64-year-old man that I wouldn't want to trifle with, went hiking without telling anyone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so, well, you know... They just made a movie kind of about this. It wasn't a dislocated shoulder, but the guy, cut his arm off.
That's what I was saying. That was the 127 hours.
Yeah,
that
right.
Was, and
yeah.
You know, if you,
it's
if
pretty
you,
good movie.
If you've seen it, you know what happened. And
yeah.
That's based on a true story.
Right.
Yikes. So there you are.
I don't think they'll make a movie about a dislocated shoulder. I mean, I feel for the guy, but.
No, what
will
happen.
Kind of a hard follow up.
What will happen is he'll be 64 and he will break his leg, but instead of dislocating his shoulder, because he'd broken his leg too, that's why he had to drag himself, but instead of dislocating his shoulder, he'll get it eaten off by a cougar or something like that. And, and then they'll have their movie on their hands. Let's see. Speaking of Utah, thousands of people stripped of their underwear and ran through Salt Lake City to protest what they called the uptight laws of Utah. This is called the Undie Run. The organizer's name is Nate Porter, says the goal of the event on Saturday was to organize people frustrated by the conservative nature of the state's politics.
Mm.
Nudity was prohibited by organizers, and we're glad there was at least a prohibition against nudity because, like we have said before, anytime there is nudity encouraged, it's never going to go the way you want it to. You're not going to see her show up to that event.
There's good naked and there's bad naked.
You're going to see him show up at that event. And him may be the aforementioned 64-year-old hiker.
Oh.
So.
You're going to see guys that say nudity like Chase has been saying.
Hello there. Are you here to participate in some nudity?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. A guy who finds some space for his pocket protector.
Yeah.
Right.
Participants added some political messages by expressing support for causes on their chest, back, or legs. Estimates about 3,000 people participated in the run, which began in downtown Salt Lake City and circled past the state capitol building about a mile away. So there you are.
Does Michigan still do their naked mile?
I don't know. Last I heard, they still did.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But we don't know for sure.
Yeah.
Either of you boys have
That's the best thing going in the Big Ten, you know.
Yeah, really.
Right.
Either of you boys have OnStar?
No.
I know we talked about this last week that they maintain their two-way connection with a customer even after the service is discontinued.
Right.
And not only that, they reserve the right to sell data from that connection.
Ooh.
So now that story came out last week, and that's gotten the attention of Senator Chuck Schumer. So interestingly enough, you know, privacy advocates, you might make for strange bedfellows with Charles Schumer of New York. He's calling that a blatant invasion of privacy, calling on the Federal Trade Commission to investigate. But GM says customers of OnStar are thoroughly informed of the new practice. If a customer says he or she doesn't want to have data collected after service is ended, OnStar disconnects the tracking.
Allegedly.
And although OnStar reserves the right to share or sell data on customers' speed, location, use of seatbelts, and other practices, a spokeswoman says, apparently with a straight face, it hasn't done so and doesn't plan to. Well, if you haven't done so and you don't plan to, then why do you still collect it?
All this is going to do is cause the price of tinfoil to go up because people will be trying to put it over the top of their cars.
Their entire vehicle?
Yes.
And the windows? And just have a little slit right there in the windshield for their eyes. You know, they want OnStar to find me.
Actually, they make one of those. It's called a Prius.
Wow. New to the show, and he's firing salvos on the first day.
That's God. He's into it.
You'll fit in well. Everyone.